scump prasa.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, review shorts, and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
It's how I fucking feel after this year. I'm just moch. I'm fucking moch.
Just squeeze it all in.
No, because it has to be different every time. Jody changes it up. You have to do it on... And I have to do it live. When we do our inevitable live show.
Yeah. You know, you lose the magic with your pre-recorded shit.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
People can tell.
You're just your intro. The intro sets the standard.
People can tell. They know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is our 2021 wrap-up, which means we'll probably touch on our least favorite movie of the year.
There were numerous choices.
There was a lot. Fucking hell. I'm not even sure about it.
I'm sad about how many choices.
I'm not sure about it yet. A little throwback to our top six is we're going to talk about our top three movies of 2021.
We also have some listener feedback.
We're going to touch on yours. We asked you that question in
some
our shit Instagram
choices,
pro,
guys. Not gonna lie.
And you guys like chose a lot of cucks.
So, yeah, not going to lie.
We're going to make fun of you for it, I feel. I actually got a DM also. I must let you know what that is.
Yeah.
I mustn't forget. Because some people can't handle instructions.
Yeah, no. Comment on the post on this idea. Have you watched this?
We're not making fun of you.
Man.
But we are making fun of you.
Just follow the instructions.
Fine. I'm kidding. So we haven't obviously seen all the movies.
No.
And
it's highly subjective.
Exactly.
So subjective, guys. Just like
listen,
the fucking
job. It is our opinions. You have your opinion.
Yeah.
And we have our opinions. If you disagree, that's fine.
What you meant to say is that they have their opinions and we have the right opinions.
Well, yeah, 100%. I mean, even Jody and I disagree sometimes, but we also, what we do agree on is that we are right and you are wrong.
Exactly.
So live with that. And we have a podcast and you don't.
Thank you. You produce this one. You can go produce the other one.
Nah, we kid. We're not nice, man. Everybody has their favorites, but it's cool. Yeah. I'm glad that everyone's watching movies. I think that's
the main thing.
That's the main thing. That's the spirit of foam. So are we going to jump into it? I think you go first, please, because I'm still deciding.
Let's do our three and two.
Then
and
we'll
then
touch
on.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had some issues like ordering mine. I was very certain of my number one. Very, very certain of my number one.
Yeah, which you usually are.
Yeah, but the other two were like, don't know where to go. My number three, I'm going to go with something I saw very early in this year, and I loved. Cruella.
Oh, wow.
Starring Emma Stone. I mean, I don't even care about whoever else was in this movie. This is Emma Stone's movie.
Yeah.
And she, for me, is the perfect encapsulation of where someone embodies a character versus someone being a character.
I think it's the eyes. It's all in the eyes.
Even the accent. It's like, you know, when people can put on an accent and it takes you out of
they
a movie because
yeah.
it's that shit.
During a job, when you talk to white people.
Yeah. Or when your brand the podcast keeps doing a Jamaican accent.
Yeah, man. Too true.
Blood truth be told. So Emma Stone is amazing in this role. She, like I said, she embodies Cruella completely.
Look, Jody, I didn't think that this was going to be as good as it was because
I had very low expectations.
Because you know this Disney Maleficent, for instance, it's like, oh, we have a Disney villain. Here's her origin story. Yeah. And she wasn't always bad.
Yeah, you guys should like her.
Yeah, like empathize. Yeah. But like this one, I think they did it right.
It surprised me in all the best ways. Like the same as you said, I went into this with very low expectations. 101 Dalmatians isn't one of the iconic Disney movies for me, so it's not even like I had a vested interest in like this character being done well.
Yeah.
But she just hit it out of the bloody park.
Mm.
Like, oh,
Abby also really loves this film, eh?
The fashion in Cruella. Emma Stone as Cruella. I mean,
Abby said, it was cool.
Mm. She gave me a firm,
That's
some eye contact.
That's our highest form of praise.
That is, like we have Kwai and I, and we used to have other ratings.
Yeah.
Abby's,
yeah.
palpitations.
Ah, man, it's fine.
But yes, the fashion, the Emma, the everything.
The fashion, the Emma. Even amazing. The look, it's a little on the nose that the Dalmatians killed.
Oh, yeah, no, that is the Dalmatians being the cause of her mother's death. And
but are you saying you forgive that because the rest of the film was so good?
What, that the Dalmatians killed the mother?
Yes.
I don't care because Emma's so good. She's a villain.
She is a villain.
She's a villain. And she reminds you of that, like,
yeah.
Really, she, like, reminds you that she's not the hero. Mm. Like, she might be the hero of the story, but she is a bloody villain.
She's a bloody villain. Nah, that's a good choice. Yeah, I like that choice. She's a bloody villain, man.
Just a normal
one? A bloody villain. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my third pick, I haven't spoken about this before, is Spider-Man No Way Home.
It snuck in there.
No, look, it's got some recency bias, yeah. I will admit. But fuck, man, I haven't had an experience like that with a superhero movie in a very long time. And I always feel like I should at least have one superhero movie in there because those are the ones that give me so much joy.
Yeah.
And this one gave me so much joy.
Yeah.
The performances all around were great. You pointed out some plot issues that you had. You know, go listen to our Marvel review if you haven't. If it's out or not, I don't gonna fucking know.
We'll find out.
Yeah. But spoiler alert, the sender for the previous Spider-Man, the path that they set the new Spider-Man on, I think it was just a wonderful cap off for this first trilogy. Definitely. And it gave me a lot of feels in the movie. And it was, there were nerds in the cinema. Mm-hmm. People were shouting.
It was an experience.
It was dope, man. Yeah. I mean, people talking next to me still work on my hat. I'm fucking, I can't let it go. Yo, they were cocky.
Guys, Biscope.
But yeah. Spider-Man No Way Home. That's my third pick.
I don't even care if it's recency bias. I think we both can confidently say it's the best Marvel movie of this year.
100%.
And like for that reason alone, I think. Yeah.
Best Marvel movie of this year. I would have liked to put a DC movie up here, but
Not many choices. Not many choices.
But yeah, that's my fucking top. That's my third one.
So much like you like to have a superhero movie, and I also wanted to, and I was very close. Like Suicide Squad almost made it for me.
Yeah.
I like to have an animated movie in my top three.
Okay.
Because we watch a ton of those, and there were some good choices for this year. Raya and the what is it? A Wish Dragon, Raya and the Lost Dragon.
Ugh.
Like there were some good ones. Luca as well. That came
Luca
out.
Over here.
Oh, it's me, man. Luca.
Silenzio, Bruno.
So my favorite animated movie of this year is not a Italian one.
Oh, okay. Film.
It is The Mitchells vs. the Machines.
Yeah, Jody.
Your numero two.
Yes, that's on my list as well. I must say, this movie is fucking awesome.
This movie hit me in all the feels, dude. Like, the animation, and we did a review on this, so people can go and check it out if they want. But this movie was just, again, I love that it kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting this level
like
of
we didn't see any marketing for this film. We didn't see any of that. It was just like, it's on Netflix. Mitchells versus the Machine. Even the trailer was like, oh, this looks cool.
Yeah, but not anything I'd like set my stall by or like I have to watch this movie. And, this movie, the amount of art, the storyline, the laughs, the animation, everything about this movie. Good.
And it's Sony. It's Sony Animation. They gave us fucking Into the Spider-Verse.
And now Mitchells vs. Machines, which I think is like, this is a classic for
they're
me.
They're 2 for 2, man.
They are 2 for 2, sneaking up on us out of nowhere. We gave this movie a full
but it
of
seems
bread,
like
I think.
When you went through the movies, like fucking, it seems like such a long time ago now.
Yeah. A lot of the films, I wasn't sure if they came out this year or last year. when I had to pick, I had to keep searching like which year they were released. I had like films in mind. I'm like, was it 2020?
No, because now on certain lists, if you look at it, then like Nomadland would count as 2021.
But that made no sense to me.
Because it came out last year. But it's also it's a weird thing, especially that Oscar season, which kind of carries over into the next year.
Yeah.
But fuck, this seemed like ages ago, and I just thought about like it as a film, and I was like, this is so much fun and so much heart.
If people need recommendations for animated films or just like movies to go check out on Netflix that they haven't done yet,
yeah,
this is top of my list.
Yeah, go it is. That is their best animated feature, I think.
Yeah.
100%, eh?
Definitely.
And it's better than the Pixar stuff. Whoops.
Ooh.
I know, because there's a lot of like Luca fans, eh?
Yeah, quite a lot of Luca fans. But I mean, Luca's not the best Pixar film.
It's not the best Pixar film. What is the best Pixar film?
I haven't seen Encanto yet. I'm very keen to see that. I've heard good things.
Encanto is his way.
Yes, that struggle animation.
Is it based on the struggle?
Yeah, it's based on the struggle.
It's Fear of the
Jacob
Nation.
Jacob Zuma plays an integral role as head of intelligence.
I thought you went to watch Encanto.
No, I didn't. I'm waiting for it to VOD.
VOD, baby. Mm-hmm. Yo. So, oh, fuck. So you chose... Okay.
Yeah. But now we can dive into some of our... Because we put the question out.
Well,
we
the thing is, okay, this is on... It's not on the list. It didn't make it. But I would say that this is one of my tops. And it was actually me thinking about it and there not being a movie like this in so many years. And that is Bob and Star Go to Vista Del Mar.
I saw it popped up on quite a few people's lists.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
It is.
It's a fever dream.
It's so crazy and zany. And no. It took me a minute to get into it. But I appreciated it because they don't make movies like this anymore. Yeah.
I don't think I was in the right headspace when I watched this movie. Like, I put it on and like, halfway through, I was like, what the fuck have I put on to watch? And I was watching it alone. Like, Jenna was just not committed at all. So, yeah, I wasn't in the right headspace when I put it on.
But I think if you do partake in, like, THC or something, definitely fucking watch this film. I didn't, and I loved it, but I love, like, zany, out there, weird fucking comedies. And this was so much fun. And so many times you're smiling, but you're saying, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's like is it book clubs or what? What is it that they're part of in this movie every time? Like the two of them. It's like book clubs.
Yes.
Or like some form of social club.
Yes.
And it's just like, it's at the madness.
Yeah, but they're both also sleeping with the same bra. Yeah. And there's like this whole plot going on in the back. No. Yeah. We watched this movie.
Encanto.
It's Dingus, man.
who's the Kristen Wiig and somebody.
The SNL people.
Kristen Wiig and somebody.
Yeah. Bringing you nothing but the facts.
So straight up facts.
That's what this gene makes. Because you took my second pick, I'd say that. This one jumps up. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go after some of the motherfucking recommendations from the press.
Yo, Nazir 85. Hit us with Venom.
Wow.
As a favorite for the year.
Kegi Nazir, I love you, my bro.
But can't say we agree.
Yo, I did not like that film as much as you.
I gave it a quai.
No, you did. I gave it a nigh, I think.
Yeah. But look, Venom's it's a movie that you've got to embrace a lot in order to like it. And if that's your thing, Nazir, by all means. Like this is it's your choice, man.
It is your choice. Go My for it. The issue is they fucking got Tom Hardy, man. And then they do that with it.
Yeah.
And Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
And they do that with it.
Yeah. Because why not?
Not going.
Let's take your favorite, Morgan the Captain Morris. Hit us with the Edgar Wright new release last night in Soho. I don't think
like
he's
Edgar.
Watched.
Wrong.
I don't think he's seen the movie yet.
No, I don't think he's seen it. I don't think he's seen it. If he had seen it, he would have known that this is not the best movie of the year.
Look, I enjoyed this movie. I think that there's fun elements. There's fun elements to it, but it's my least favorite Edgar Wright film.
Oh, definitely.
Like, out of all these movies, it's
his
weakest film, favorite.
For sure. And I'm sorry, the plot holes.
They don't make up for the lack of plot and the fun factor.
Just because he's got, he's stylistic with it and his use of music and all that shit kind of did come through, I can't forgive that shit. And it was weak. It was weak.
It's a technically excellent movie, but narratively very poor.
Very
and
poor.
You and I are Team Anya. Like... We are
Anya Banya Blow.
Anya Banya Blowers. But
the confusion. I have his face.
But this movie, it was a letdown.
Yeah.
I gave the quai, but I was.
No, that,
I
was you see, so, you too loosey goosey with your quais.
No, man. It's people can watch it and they might like it, but
people can watch a stick cut, Jody.
And they like that.
Oh wait, nigh from me, dog. Sorry, Morgan. Hatties patates.
Hatties patates. Wifey Lifey with Luca gave us Suicide Squad.
Ah, that's a decent one. Yeah, that is top notch. I would say James Gunn, that's some of his best work.
You mentioned, we didn't even think of this as a DC film. That's how good it was.
Oh, that's true. No? I was like, yeah, DC.
That's so DC.
They released cack. No, yeah, this was a good DC
film.
Far and
away the best DC film ever.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, James Gunn having fun.
Like I said, I almost had this one in my top three. James Gunn totally redeems this franchise.
It's crazy, no?
It's
insane what
after,
a fucking daddy
after
can
that
do.
First movie.
And like no studio
meddling.
Surprisingly,
the lack of Jared Leto didn't impact negatively on this movie. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
Like, he made that first film.
You know?
Well, no, it wasn't finished. He made that first film bad. Nah, fuck, man. Yo, imagine.
I laughed wrong.
Yeah, would you like a used condom? I'm in character.
Dead rat.
Look at me. Jared Leto. Oh. Fuck that guy. He has a cult. Fuck him.
Have you seen, shout out to Weekly Planet. They did a little digging around. Jared Leto was interviewed about the rumors that he stayed in character on set the whole time. And he's like, I don't know where these fucking rumors come from. I don't know why people would say this. That's like really dumb. The guys on Weekly Planet found the interview where he stated many things about how he stayed in character the whole time.
Hubris.
Like at the start of the marketing campaign for this movie.
He believes his own eyes.
He started this whole thing. He's like, yeah, I stayed in character.
Listen,
I sent him
little
kids.
Haven't seen House of Gucci yet.
I've heard bad things about the accent.
They say like they're
brave
watching
choices.
People are already like doing it's Italian like we do and then they're watching what's her name Lady Gaga and what's her
Adam
name?
Driver
Adam Driver and then Jared Leto comes on screen and he's
different
like
movie.
It's me Mario Master look at meatball fucking motorbike
juggling meatballs. With one hand he's juggling, with other hand he's stirring some holidays.
I got this recipe from Manona.
Yeah. He himself said that he's a bit of a caricature in this movie.
Why are they casting him in things? Mm-hmm. Why are they casting him in
brave
things?
Brave choices.
And you know what? After seeing fucking No Way to Die, No Time, No
Time.
Man Time to Die. Yes, Rami Malek is also leaning that way for me now. Yeah, you agree with me though.
Yeah. He flows us.
Yeah, he pulled the old Jared Leto on us. And he's also...
For
like,
all of iRobot.
So he's going down the same route. Yeah. So I'm like... And I was rooting for him. He's Egyptian.
Team Egypt, man.
Team Africa. People forget Egypt is in Africa. For our American listeners, Egypt is at the top
it's
of Africa.
North Africa. Way north.
But yeah, I can't wait to watch House of the... This year's biggest comedy, apparently. I don't have it yet.
Oh, wow. Okay, Jenna gave us...
Jenna being your wife.
Yeah.
So tread carefully. Tread carefully.
Not bad choices. Cruella.
Yeah.
Love Hard, which is the new
Ooh,
Christmas
Love
Netflix
Hard.
Movie.
Not a good film, but enjoyable. A lot of fun.
Did
not
you
a
watch
good
it?
Film. I did watch it.
Oh, okay, cool. We liked it.
You agree
finally,
me, though? You agree
no,
me.
We liked it.
It's okay.
There's plot issues.
No, but there's also like cinematography issues.
Yeah.
There's this weird scene where she's talking to, I think, her editor. And you can, both Abby and I were sitting there and like that, she's talking to no one. He's not in the room. Their eye lines like don't meet.
When the editor comes down.
It wasn't the only scene that
When the editor comes down or when the,
no, no,
in the beginning
no.
of the movie.
In the beginning.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And he's, the eye, because they didn't mark it off properly and they didn't block it the same way. So it's like, you can tell she's talking to no one. It's just terrible.
No, we like the love story. It's schmaltzy.
No, we
that.
Did enjoy it
and,
as well.
And remember I told you, I just like that, what's his name, the comedian?
Yeah.
Andrew Yang.
Andrew Yang,
that he's actually
the lead.
Yeah. So we were down with
what
that.
Else? What else, Jinaga?
Finding Ohana. Also,
I haven't watched that. No, I'm not the target market.
Not, but it's sweet. That's
Ohana means family.
Yes, in Hawaii.
No, Ohana means family.
In Hawaii.
It's from Lilo and Stitch.
I don't watch Lilo and Stitch.
You didn't watch Lilo and Stitch?
No.
That's like the whole thing of the movie. Ohana means family.
Okay.
Yo, Jody.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say in response to that.
Why didn't you watch that movie?
Was it obligatory watching before we came?
You were animated. You were a fan of animation. Yes. I don't know how you wouldn't watch Lilo and Stitch. That's a classic, bro.
That's just not my bag.
Okay, watch it and then you see if it's your bag.
Okay, I will. I'll come back to you.
You fucking better.
Last one, Luca.
It's me, Luca.
It's me. Jared Leto was rejected.
Okay, well, you agree with her.
Yeah, I think that's not bad choices. Not bad choices.
I mean, we can't disagree with anyone. This is your own personal choices. But Jenna, you're wrong. So
yeah, love hard, technically flawed. Damn it. Let's go with Lindsay Tunzi. Shang-Chi
was her favorite movie for this. That's cool.
Yeah, she loves a Marvel movie. So Shang-Chi was, I think.
No Way Home will overtake Shang-Chi.
I saw No Way Home with her and with Charlton. And it's weird. I think that she's...
It's weird that you see with people that are fans.
We're renting out our services.
I'm getting watch no a movie fucking with the money of this from this. I'm getting no cut.
I get quality time with people, man.
Is it though?
So I think No Way Home might actually sneak in, yeah?
Yeah.
Muhammad Flanders gave us Nobody.
Nobody.
Muhammad Flanders. Yeah. Big Simpsons fan.
Diddly do. What did he diddly do?
He goes by Mid Flanders.
What? He said nobody.
Nobody.
Okay. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Year's best. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, people have like definitive favorites, right?
Yeah.
Solid.
They do.
Nah Firms. Yo, this is a brave choice. Home Sweet Home Alone.
Oh my God. I haven't even seen it.
I'm not sure if Nah Firms meant that's their favorite film within the last 2 days that they've watched or of the year. But I've heard bad things.
I've heard nothing but bad things. Like, I've
no
heard
redeeming
no
quality
redeeming qualities
at
of
all.
This film. So
and Ellie Kemper's in here. And I really love her.
Look, who are we to judge?
Tell us
no,
why.
We are. We're the guys to judge. I'm
they
saying,
sent it to us.
So this is a bad choice. Yeah. What is the person's name?
Nah Firms. NAA dot firms.
Nah Firms.
NAA dot FIRMZ.
Nah Firms. This is bad.
That's a, yeah.
And you should feel bad.
I'm staying away. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, I think you can unfollow us actually now.
We don't need out of that.
No, I'm joking. Okay.
Okay, well. Lastly, Tony Maneo. Yo, multiple options here.
Yeah.
Dune, Gunpowder Milkshake, Nobody, and, of course, No Time to Die.
Ah, okay. I got another recommendation also with No Time to Die from Amira Lombada.
Nice. People liking Bond, eh?
People do like Bond. I mean, the thing is, I don't agree with all his choices. Like, Gunpowder Milkshake was fine, but I wouldn't say it put it in the best of the year.
Yeah, not one of my favorites.
What was his first one?
Dune was pretty close to my list.
Dune was epic, man. And it won me over. I thought it was going to be draggy and full of exposition and fucking...
That's why we pay you the big bucks.
But Dune was amazing and it was also close.
Yeah, Dune is one of those movies I wish I had seen at the cinema. Just for the scope of that movie.
But you didn't have Lindsay Punzi and Charlton Heston.
Nope.
What's his name?
Charlton E.
Charlton Heston.
Close. Yeah.
But yeah, and then Nobody also good. No Time to Die.
I was considering putting it in my top 3.
I wasn't because I had a lot of issues with it. And it's a shame that I had issues with it because it was his loss. It's a down dirty shame.
Low down
dirty shame. Kicking it live like it ain't no thing. That's a throwback, motherfucker. If you get that
what
shit,
what year is that from?
That's 90s. 97. No, 98. That's later, earlier.
I think 97, 98.
Well, let's give it a goose.
Yo, was that Jada's breakout role?
I didn't even know, man. She was in other shit before that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man. But she's toxic, man. Fuck that.
She's going to red table you, eh?
94.
Yo.
Yeah, bro. I
thought it was new than that.
I told you.
Low down, dirty shame. That's yo, a Josh imagine movie. Calling your child shame.
Shame. is that it for the Brass's recommendations?
Yes, that's all the recommendations that we got.
Okay, so let's jump into your top movie of the year.
No, we're gonna hit them up with our least.
Oh, okay. I thought we're gonna end on anger.
We end on a good note.
Okay.
Yo, I had some problems. I have to give some honorable mentions here.
Okay.
For my worst movies. So, like, I actually did a top three of sorts, but I've got like four movies. Number three. So I've got Red Notice, which you know I despise.
Wow!
Despised.
Wow!
I despise.
Wow! Worst
movie.
Of the year, though.
It's in my. This is out of my top.
No,
three.
I mean like yeah, top three worst of the year.
Red Notice, Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes.
Ooh.
Is that, wait, is that the movie about the eyes of snake or the guys with snake? Is it snake guys?
Snake eyes.
Oh, okay.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe, snake eyes. Snake eyes.
Yes, that man in there. The Conjuring Devil made me do it.
I haven't seen that.
Yo, stay away. If you're trying to convince people to watch horrors,
that is not the way to do it.
Don't with that.
Okay.
I also had a number two, which was almost my number
I also
one.
Had a number two before you came.
This would have gone down just as well.
A double flusher.
Put it in the same place. Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah. Yo.
Oh, Salah Hopi toilet.
Yes.
See, and great. My absolute worst movie of the year. Without a doubt, like this is unquestionably my worst movie of the year. Halloween Kills.
Wow.
Not just for the disappointment factor, but for just being a technically cuck movie.
Yeah.
All around. It succeeds in every level of sickness.
I haven't seen it because I'm not the horror fan, and, as you know.
And I love you so much that I don't want you to see it. I don't want you to ever see this movie. It's not even so bad, it's good. It stays on that 180 where it's just bad.
Yo, that's terrible.
No redeeming.
I'm sorry.
Qualities. Halloween.
I don't know why they went back.
Halloween that came out last in 2018. Amazing.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Halloween Kills, the exact opposite.
Did they set it up for another one?
Yep. It's a trilogy.
Oh, fuck.
They announced that before the second movie even came out. So we always knew it's going to be three movies. And I don't care.
Are you going to watch
They've
the
lost
third?
Me.
Are you going to watch the third?
I don't think so. Okay. They've lost me.
You will watch
I
it.
I never eject halfway through.
You will watch
you
it.
You know, all the ladies now, I eject right at the end.
This is gross now.
But yeah, I think they've lost me, man.
Nah, fuck. Jody, there's only one right answer to this.
Tell us the ones that didn't make it.
No, look, I did get confused, to be honest, because the time, let's say the passing of time is so blurry at this moment. I was like, Songbird.
It's nebulous.
And I'm like, fucking Songbird was 2020. God damn. So there's a few of those that overlapped and whatever. But 100%, it has to be the Snyder Cut. No, listen. Not only because the precedent that it sets or the risk of it
but
is
they
like...
sing hymns.
I give no fuck. This is a director scummeling himself up and we just
clapping
letting it wash
and
over.
And everyone's clapping at
yes, his I mean, 4 hours.
He didn't even hit the target. Eh?
No.
He totally missed the target and they applauded the effort.
No, it was like ridiculous. And him of all people do not deserve a second shot. I'm not saying that. There are definitely directors who deserve a second shot at certain films. He is not one of them because they gave him the budget. They gave him everything he asked for and it was still trash.
Yeah.
Better than the first one, but trash.
That's
and he wasted 4 hours of my 2021.
That you can't get back.
And I will never get that back. And I will never forgive him. Sure. And the fact that he keeps releasing movies that is trash. Army of the Dead.
Yeah.
That is a second one.
Another series.
Yeah, listen. That could be my number two because it's like fucking Zack Snyder again making stupid decisions because he wants to be an auteur.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Very brave cinematography choices also in that
movie. He fucking thinks he is so deep, but he's as shallow as a fucking kiddie pool, man. This guy, maybe even a puddlipus, I don't know. This guy should be stopped at all costs because he wastes so much money. That hurts me the most. I'm glad that he's giving people jobs and work and in the industry, but he wastes so much money and they keep throwing it at him.
Yeah. And then the movie's bomb. So, and I think what we've spoken
that,
this
that whole thing, that could all be Snyder connected because fucking Army of Thieves also.
Yeah.
Same also in the running.
I'm staying away.
Also in the running.
I'm staying away.
Also in the running.
But on the Snyder Cut, again, there's that heavy revisionism where people are like suddenly forgetting all the issues they had with not just Man of Steel, but Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
Where suddenly it's like, oh, we should have just given him free reign to finish his vision. His vision was cuck up until then.
His vision his vision been cuck.
Joss Whedon's Justice League film is shit, but the four-hour Snyder Cut is its own version of shit.
It's fucking horrible. And I am tired of people defending him and fucking still demanding more Snyder fucking movies. And because of that, we also have like a weird Aquaman. And we have a fucking Flash movie coming out, which I'm not looking forward
to. Choker McChokerface.
That guy choked a woman. Mm-hmm. Never forget. And the only movie I'm looking forward to
Ezra Miller.
Is it? He's the guy of the Flash.
With the long hair. You know.
His name is Barry Allen and he's the fastest man alive.
What a count.
Yeah. No, because when I used to watch The Flash, that really used to irritate my name is Barry Allen and I'm the fastest man alive. Anyway, and then the only movie I'm excited for from DC is The Batman.
And the next Suicide Squad.
The Suicide Squad is the only redeeming one.
Chef's kiss, man.
And it's because of him and fuck that guy and he's the worst.
You feel steady.
So it might not be technically the worst film, but it's the worst film for me because of what it represents and him as a person.
Halloween Kills, same thing, dude. Some people might like it, but the level of disappointment that I had
Some people just want to go back, man.
Yeah,
they just want that nostalgia. They want that same feeling, but you can't. That's also why I'm not. I don't have high hopes for Scream, to be fair.
You know, I honest to God have put the Snyder Cut out of my head.
I'm sorry.
To this point, I didn't factor into my
thinking. Did you forget about it?
I forgot that existed.
I will never stop hating on the Snyder Cut.
Thanks for that reminder.
Four fucking hours. Back in there. He had four fucking hours.
Donner. Yeah. Okay, are we ready for our number ones?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
You might have the same number one as me.
Okay.
I'm beginning to think you might have it. But if not, it's better. My number one is not halal.
You're not, Tony. We can't be so similar, man.
We both pick pig.
We can't be so similar. That means we didn't watch enough movies this year.
That means that this Nicolas Cage performance is magic.
I was really hoping you would have a different
one. Astounding. Yeah, I realized when we
I thought you were going to go for King Richard.
When we had the same number two, I was like, yeah, this is going to be
I thought you were going to go for King Richard.
No, they're a bit too... Fuck that. It's a review. This is our 2021 review. Spoiler alert. That's not a spoiler, but I feel like they as good as Will Smith is, there's too much where they like just indulge the bad shit that he did and kind of gloss it over and don't really remark on that. Will Smith plays in warts and all, but the story, you can see that Venus and Serena are the producers of this movie.
Yeah.
And there's a degree of like Stockholm Syndrome in how the story is told.
Yeah.
Because it's like their dad is a genius and he's the only one who knew what to do and everyone else is wrong and doesn't matter if he was kind of abusive and shit. He was right.
But I feel like we're never going to get a biopic that, you know, warts and all fully.
Ray.
Yeah, okay.
Ray
was great.
Ray really didn't, like, that suffered no fools. They
that's
him
true.
Cheating on his wife, all that shit.
Yeah, just being like, oh, I didn't see her.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Let me just touch that elbow. Let me feel that elbow real quick.
Yo, that was so good, man. Anyway, okay, so your favorite movie is my favorite
movie. And it was on your recommendation because Pig was on the list of movies at the beginning of the year that you were super excited about.
Yes.
You had seen it then before I had seen it.
Yes.
I went to go and watch this. I watched it alone, which I think is actually like the best way to watch this movie because it's such an intimate story.
It is an intimate story. And it's even the poster itself is just a close-up of his grizzled face and beard.
And you know what my absolute favorite thing is? They totally subvert all the expectations you have of what this movie is going to be.
Because you think he's going to cage.
People are like, not just going to cage. People are like, oh, this is going to be John Wick with Nicolas Cage.
No.
It's him on a revenge mission. The way it was, the marketing for this movie, it's like, he's getting his pig back. Mm. You're like, of course Nicolas Cage is getting his pig back.
Which that actually wasn't a smart choice for me to market it in that way.
Yeah. I think they were hoping that people would go and see hoping that
after
it is
Nobody
that.
And all that, yeah.
They would hope it is those types of movie, that type of movie, and then it's just not. Like, for me, I wrote here that all expectations are subverted. It's Nicolas Cage is not campy.
Mm.
This isn't a John Wick movie. There's storyline. Like, these are all things that they are currently not associating with Nicolas
Cage. But it was internal.
But it was beautiful.
Yeah, was internal caging. So you know he was going
all that struggle is there, and you can see that struggle happening.
I love this movie. There's that speech where he's talking to that chef, and
the chef who used to work for him.
Yes, and that chef is now presenting his food, and he's like, "This isn't you.
Yeah,
they don't give a fuck about you." What that was so powerful, and this guy's like smiling, and he's like,
"Yeah."
Freaking out. I was like, fuck, man.
I think for the first, because I stayed away from all the marketing. So for the first like half an hour, I keep waiting for like, when's he gonna raffle it? When's he gonna go crazy?
Yeah.
When is he gonna like let go and all that shit? And then they have like the underground fight club thing. I'm like, there's that shit. This is what I've been waiting for. And it's not.
Yeah.
It's literally just.
But that was brilliant.
Him being beaten up, and that's how he gets the info that needs.
Because he doesn't care about that.
Exactly.
He gives zero fucks. He just wants to find his people.
But also, it's the whole thing like how people deal with heartbreak, right? Yeah. That's like the core of this film. He thinks he deserves to suffer. He thinks that all the suffering, you know, cutting himself off from the world, not doing what he loves.
Yeah.
Him, like even that, being punched to the point of like oblivion. He feels he deserves all of that. So when he goes through this, you'd like... You start walking this journey with him of someone who, much like we all have moments in our lives where we feel like I deserve the bad things happening to me. Every bad thing that happens to him is like he feels like that is what he deserves because of his past. Do you know what encapsulates this movie for me so perfectly?
What?
The end song.
Yes.
The Man on Fire. I forgot it. Man on Fire by Cassandra Violet.
Okay.
Like it's no.
That is a different movie. Yeah.
There's also the menopause song by Alicia Keys.
Yes,
this girl
is on fire. So this one is about what? Hot flashes? Male hot flashes?
Whose song is it originally? Is it The Boss?
Springsteen.
Yeah.
I don't think. Isn't it Dingus?
Bob Dylan.
The Doors?
I don't know. I thought it's one of the folks is.
Dylan.
But I mean, this woman does the song in such a slow, melancholy, like beautiful way, and it actually perfectly just describes the journey of the character in this
movie.
I know,
spoiler alert,
the pig dies.
I know, but like you felt that, no? When he finds that, when he finds out
the way that they hit us with that, also, it's like he gets all this hope, right? Because eventually we find out that the person who he's been selling the truffles to, is the son of someone who was like. Who hates Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And that is the person who's actually arranged for the pig to be kidnapped and all this shit. And when the pig got kidnapped, he was killed.
Yeah.
Accidentally, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
And we see Nicolas Cage go through this arc of like...
And it's still, I mean, that's his past coming back to fucking haunt him.
Exactly.
It's fucking...
But it's like, you know, we walk this journey with him of despair, hope, redemption, and then again... Losing the pig.
Yeah.
And then he tells the story even just before that of how he doesn't even need the pig for the truffles.
For the truffles
he knows where they grow.
Yeah.
He knows exactly where to find them. And the pig is just like, he loves this pig.
Yeah.
It's his friend. He doesn't need it for the job.
Shit, man. As a pet owner also, that just beats you right in the dick.
And I watched this movie after Charlie died.
Oh, shame, Jody.
I remember I was sitting like in front of a fire on the couch. I had this movie on my laptop, and I was like, just, I had headphones on, and I was immersed, and I was heartbroken.
I can't believe we chose the same fucking movie.
But you can see why.
Yeah, it's so good.
This
it's
movie
very,
is
very
so
good.
I would literally, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'd recommend it.
Find this movie.
Yeah.
And just clear your mind and go into this movie with a like totally open mind. And
it's kind of I think like last year also, like, which was the Sound of Metal. Mm. Have you seen Sound of Metal since?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, okay, take it easy. But it was the same sort of feel for me. Also, getting immersed in that world and just pulling you in. And Nicolas Cage, man, I fucking, it makes me excited for his upcoming film, which is a little more light.
Playing Nick Cage.
Yeah, he's playing Nick Cage himself. The something about the burden of massive talent or something like that. But I am here for it. And if he does more things like this, this is Nicolas Cage used right.
Yes. This is embracing like this, the idea of Nicolas Cage, but not for like, not for stupid things or for, like,
he's almost
not
like
the caricature of himself in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yes, he's eccentric. Yes, he's crazy. I mean, he doesn't even talk for the first, like, how long in this movie?
Yeah, they thought he was a mute.
Yeah, he just doesn't talk. He doesn't acknowledge it.
I'm going to try that. As a person who has a podcast.
Just sit here like...
Nah, also my favorite movie of 2021 so far. I mean, we haven't seen everything. Unfortunately, we haven't seen The Matrix yet.
Yeah, that's like the only thing I think that could still
make it onto the list. But other than that, I don't know. There was a lot of movies that I still have to watch. I still have to go back to. But
yeah, there's like The Card Counter. I haven't seen that. Power of the Dog of Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, there's a few.
There's, what's it?
House of Gucci.
Yeah, no. It's a no from me. There's another movie that I don't think I've seen, Plan B, but there's also one like,
oh,
I'm the
Plan
Worst
B
Person.
Is dope.
Yeah, and also like, I'm the Worst Person or something like that.
Mm, you are.
There's another one.
No, Plan B. Plan B was also, I was considering it because there's very few comedies that.
About.
So the comedies stand out for me as well because it's almost like they're dying. Mm. So when a good comedy comes along, I always want to recommend it.
Yeah.
And Plan B is one of them. Plan B is dope and it tackles like some real shit that people go through.
Real journalists.
Or women, young women go through, which is Plan B.
Mm. So, MAP.
Peak your class, bro. Mm. That's
Loved
dope.
It. Loved it.
I don't think anyone that I know has seen it as yet other than Abby.
I can't even let Jenna watch it because the pig not making it is going to break her.
Oh, shit.
Like it's, I know already. It's
but it's something you have to experience. She has to fucking watch it.
Yeah, I think I'll do it on
Yo,
a weekend.
Why do you do that?
Nerves. Just the idea
of a pig.
Just the idea of like the slip this movie on her.
So this will be our last episode for the year.
Yeah, man.
Yo. What a year it's been. I hope everyone is like been safe for the most part. I hope all your relatives have survived.
We can also do
getting like dark.
Yeah. I mean, we can also do like a big thank you to everyone for supporting the show. We've grown. This is the most we've grown in a year. Like, we've come and leaps and bounds.
We've been eating our feelings on this podcast. Yeah. It's the most we've grown ever.
This is emotional growth.
Yeah, but I think like to all the guests that have appeared so far and the guests that we have lined up also, that thanks so much. We got some big plans.
Yeah.
But they might not all work out.
They might not come when you expect them to. We like to just sneak it up.
Yeah, we try things. We move. If you've been listening from the start, you know that the show has changed kind of dramatically to what it was in the beginning. But that's all like trial and error. And for you to be here for the journey is kind of special. So fucking know that.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. You day ones, man. And you Johnny Come Latelys.
Johnny Come what? Lately. What is that a reference
Jenny
to?
Johnny Come Quickly.
How do these things come about?
I don't know. They just put words together like it's a saying.
It's a saying.
It's a title.
Johnny Come Latelys. Ooh, yet my dog must
go
for a walk.
Needs to go. Oh, yeah. That's a sign.
So thank you so much. I hope you had a great year and I hope next year is even better. We'll come out next year swinging. I mean, not like with our wives and stuff. I mean, like,
yeah, swinging's expensive, eh?
Also
like,
tiring.
They charge you
I'm
for
not fit enough.
No,
To be fair, I can hardly satisfy my own wife.
No, you know what works there. Can't experiment on others.
Fucking hell, I don't know, that added pressure. But if someone wanted to find us at the end of 2021, Jody, how would they do that?
They can find us and complain about our top threes. The fact that we had the same number two and number one.
I'm sorry.
On the Bicycle Rouser podcast on Instagram, slide into the DMs, hit us up in the comments. Also find us on TikTok for our video content, Bicycle Rouser on TikTok.
Now where? And keep staying safe. I hope you stayed safe this year. I hope you stay safe next year. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.